Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
You know, to that big game thing, Preston, you were talking about during the week about, you know, when you're watching the big game and the sponsorships are sponsored. And the,
you know, my God.
And there's sub-sponsorships.
The money.
I get it. But after a while, it's like, sweet mother of God.
I know. There's a lot
Are
of,
you kidding?
A lot of money to be had. Well, we're not doing this for money, folks. We're doing it for fun.
The love it's of the game.
Big game day on the Preston and Steve Show this morning. All right. And we have decided to dust off some of our favorite games that for just one reason or another, we don't really play that often anymore. And a little bit of work went into some of this. So, Case, hit it. This morning, we are going to play for the first time in quite a long time, Toddler Theater.
Oh! Toddler Theater.
Toddler Theater, and we initially did this with my kids probably, I don't know, at least a dozen years ago.
I still,
Preston, my oldest is 18.
I still quote some of your kids' Toddler Theater reads, like, the bullets in the blood.
That's right.
All the time. It was adorable and unnerving, and people didn't know how to take it, but it's one of my favorite contests.
Well, so what we're going to do is we have some brand new ones that Casey got together with the wonderful contribution of his children.
Yes.
And basically it is kids reading some famous lines from films, but they are filthy. And we have bleeped appropriately.
Yes.
And if you can guess the movie, you win a prize. 215-263-WMMR. Call right now. Let's get you on the line. Line some people up. I don't know what all we have to give away, but Case has got a stack of prizes.
Yeah, we're good. We're
you know, in good shape. Same kind of prize you might find at the big game.
That's right. And you know what? We're gonna play the new ones that Casey has. We might delve into a couple of older ones.
It's fun.
Some of the classic ones. Do we have an example that we could play, Casey, that we might...
Oh, yeah.
That we won't be using in the contest for people to just recall what Toddler Theater was and now is going to be.
All right. So do you want like a longer one or do you want a shorter one?
Yeah, sure. Let's do a longer one just
All
for
right.
fun.
So we'll do this one. This is one of my favorites.
All right. Here.
This was Seamus years ago.
Okay. Hit it.
I think you're all f***ed in the head. We're 10 hours from the f***ed fun park and you want to bail out. But I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. You're going to have fun and I'm going to have fun. We're going to have so much fun. We're going to need plastic surgery to remove our smiles. You'll be whistling zippity-doo-dah out of your ass. I must be crazy. I'm on pilgrimage to see a moose. Praise Marty Moose. Holy sh**.
That's a great one. By the way, he did a great read.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. Do you know how old he was then?
I'm trying to think here. If he's probably, I think at that point, 5 years old.
Okay.
Maybe six max.
Wow. He did a good job.
So now we've enlisted the help of him and Avery.
It's mainly Avery.
How old is she?
Avery is 9.
She's 9? Okay. Yeah. All right. So a little bit on the older side, but these are the kids we have to work with.
We could have used your kids, but they're in high school.
Their voices are lower than mine. So that would be...
We're on a mission to see Marty Moose.
Right. Exactly. It wouldn't play the same way.
It would not be the same.
So 215-263-WMMR is the number. And we will get you on. We'll play it.
You know... In these contests, President, when did we start to do this? Like last night, I was just jumping around. The great thing about YouTube is sometimes if you're just thinking of a particular scene and you want to hear like a rant or something from a movie, you could just jump in and watch it.
It's great.
And a lot of times I'll just watch my favorite scenes from particular movies.
Except the other day, I was trying to find the Andy Dick sex party from Old School.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So I searched Old School sex party Andy Dick. My results were not great.
Not what you were expecting, right? Yeah. Old Dick.
And it happened again the other day. I was searching like Bad Santa something, and it was like Bad Santa girl's butt.
All right, well, we're going to play a clip for you. If you can identify the movie, you win a prize. It's just that simple. And we've got, I don't know how many we have here, about a dozen or so. But let me go to Rich. Hey, Rich, good morning.
You guys wrong.
Thank you, Rich. Toddler Theater, man. We haven't played this in a long time. You ready to try this out?
Absolutely.
I will play the clip for you. I'll play the hour version of the clip, and if you get it right, I'll play the original clip. Yes, Case.
Hey, just I want to make sure I have the right thing pulled up. Marissa, the kids clip is labeled what? Does it say, if it's the actual movie clip, is that
That's the one that says clip.
That's okay. the one that says clip. Okay.
I don't want to play the wrong one. All right, Rich, listen up. Toddler Theater, here we go.
You are embarrassing yourself, you geriatric f***. Two things. You keep your liver-spotted hands off my beautiful mother. She's a saint. And then you sit down and you write Dale and Brennan a check for $10,000. Well, I'm going to shove one of those fake hearing devices so far up your ass. You can hear the sound of your small intestine as it produces sh**.
That's one of my favorite exchanges, too.
Oh, my God. Rich, you have any idea what movie that is?
It's actually really loud on my end.
Okay, it was a little distorted?
Yeah, like real, real distorted.
Okay, so no, you couldn't make it out?
No, not at all.
Oh.
So Casey's being ruthless and saying no. Okay.
Yes,
I was
listen.
Play it again for you.
We know that the audio's fine.
Sorry, Rich. Yeah. I will try it out again on another listener. I have Brian on the line. Brian, how you doing, man?
Actually, it's Jorge.
Jorge?
Are you kidding?
He is kidding.
Stop messing with our interns.
I love that, though.
You just want to hear me yell at the interns.
You know, we will just immediately believe what you say because we've had a couple of incidents, and I specifically refer to Walper.
Hey, Brian, so I'm going to play this clip again, whether you know it or not, and you tell me if it's distorted and then see if you can guess what it is, okay?
All right,
here we go.
You are embarrassing yourself, you geriatric f***. Two things. You keep your liver-spotted hands off my beautiful mother. She's a saint. And then you sit down and you write Dale and Brennan a check for $10,000. Well, I'm going to shove one of those fake hearing devices so far up your ass. You can hear the sound of your small intestine as it produces sh**.
You can hear her laughing during that.
I love it. I love it.
All right, Brian, do you know what movie that is?
Yeah, I can hear it fine. It's You've Got Mail with Tom Hanks.
That's exactly right. It's when they're at the top of the Empire State Building.
I love you, Brian. Thank you for the laugh.
Or Jorge.
That's incorrect.
That wasn't it?
No.
Sorry, man. All right. Let me go to, let's try Keith out, see if he knows that one. Hey, Keith, how you doing? Keith, are you there? Well, it sounds like
Jorge.
This
is Jorge.
I will go next to Gordon. Hi, Gordon.
Hey, how's it going? You guys rock.
Thank you, Gordon. Should we play that clip for you, or do you know what it is?
I'm going to say it's Step Brothers.
Yes!
All right.
Hang on, Gordon. Let's play the original clip for you. Is it ready?
Oh, yeah. Okay, my bad.
Here we go.
Now you're embarrassing yourself, you geriatric f***. Two things. You keep your liver-spotted hands off my beautiful mother. She's a saint. And then you sit down and you write Dale and Brennan a check for $10,000. Or I'm going to shove one of those fake hearing devices so far up your ass, you can hear the sound of your small intestine as it produces
Dude, Avery did an awesome delivery of that.
You figure Avery's was 21, almost 20. I mean, identical in length.
Yeah.
Which means
you did a great delivery.
It did a good delivery. Everything. Yeah.
I love it.
What do we have for Gordon?
All right, Gordon, you have won a pair of passes to join Nick McElwain for Cupid's Undie Run, and it is a mile-ish fun run and a huge party. It's Saturday, February 9th at World Cafe Live. It's a 21-plus event, and it's 100% of net proceeds fund research for a genetic disorder known as NF via the Children's Tumor Foundation. Mm-hmm. You can join a team like ours, Team WMMR, or you can run solo. Register now at cupids.org.
And, Nick, it's safe to say it's one of the sexier charities.
It's a great time.
Yeah. All right. And, Marissa, can you make sure they put winner up there so I know who did win and who didn't? Because I don't want to go back to the same calls. I don't remember. You know me. You know me and names. I'm going to go to Brian. Hey, Brian, how you doing, man?
It's just that you look so nice.
Yes! Wow. And it's Sherilyn Fenn's birthday today from Just One of the Guys. Well played. All right, Brian, we got a fresh clip for you. You ready?
Let's do it.
This one's very short, so listen closely. Here we go.
I failed to see how someone pissed on my face. It's going to help me sell Lou Frigno's house.
What the heck was that?
I'll play it one more time. Listen, here we go.
I failed to see how someone pissed on my face. It's going to help me sell Lou Frigno's house.
We tried to leave some things in there that might give it away.
Right.
Like Lou Ferrigno's house. Brian, do you have any idea what movie that is?
Can you tell me what movie it is?
that ruins the whole contest.
It's a very unique way to try to get the answer, yeah. But no, I got to let you go, Brian. Sorry
when it comes to strategy, that's pretty sound.
It is. Let me go to Peter. Hey, Peter, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. We're playing Toddler Theater. You want to hear that clip again?
Yeah, one more time.
Here we go.
I failed to see how someone pissed on my face. It's going to help me sell Who Freak Knows House.
Okay, Peter, any idea?
Sophie's Choice?
No. Sophie's Choice during the actual choice.
Our listeners are funny today, man.
Funny thing is the main character's name is Peter, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, got to let you go, dude.
Oh, Pistol Pete.
All right, let me go to Christine. Hey, Christine.
Jobin.
Hi. Hey, Christine, do you need to hear that again?
I do.
All right, here it is.
I failed to see how someone pissed on my face. It's going to help me sell Who Freak Knows House.
All right, Christina, need an answer. Do you know what movie that clip is from?
Oh, I don't.
Is it Preston? I think you gave a very useful. I mean, you just clarified the name at the end, which was Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, that's a little hint.
Yeah.
Should I do another caller, or do we go through three and move?
Nah, let's keep going.
Yeah. All right, let me go to
On the text, Nick.
Oh, people are getting it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Let me go to Jordan. Hey, Jordan. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, buddy. You need to hear it again?
Nah, it's I Love You, Man.
It's I Love You, Man.
Go. He did it effortlessly.
Here's the original clip, by the way, right here.
I don't see how having somebody piss on my face is going to be able to sell Lou Ferrigno's house.
There you go. Nice. Because his fellow partner had urinal screens that were made that would be put in urinals with his face on it. And so, yeah, he didn't see
it. It's a great movie, Jobin.
What do we got for Jordan?
All right, Jobin. You have won a pair of tickets to see Villanova battle Georgetown. It's this Sunday at the Wells Fargo Center. That is a big game on Sunday. Get tickets at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com.
Thank you, Jordan, and later se la mange. All right, let's go to the next caller. I'm going to get Greg on the line. Hey, Greg.
I'm scared.
I'm scared.
All right, we have a clip for you. Are you ready, Greg?
Ready to go.
Toddler Theater, and here is your clip.
Oh, wait. Sorry, I got to rewind it.
All right, here we go.
Man, come on. I had a rough night, and I hate the f***ing Eagles, man.
Wow,
okay.
That's a good one. Yeah. That would be the dude for the Big Lebowski.
You got
it!
Wow, first try.
All right, let's hear the clip from the original film. Here we go.
Man, come on. I had a rough night, and I hate the f***ing Eagles, man.
Play Avery's again.
All right. Here you go.
Man, come on. I had a rough night. And I hate the f***ing Eagles, man.
That's good. I listen, you know, I hear potential here.
I do, too. I think we need to do this.
Yes.
Very often. The tough part is coming up with good movie clips to quote. They've got to be well known enough. They can't be too obscure of a movie. They got to have a nice fat curse in them,
and it's got to sit off the most obvious quotes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What do we have for Greg, Casey?
Oh, Greg. Yes, Greg. We have a case of Yard's Signature IPA. To learn more about Philly's Brewery, you can visit yardsbrewing.com and follow @yardsbrew on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up a Yard's Signature IPA at Ambler Beverage in. Ambler Beverage Exchange. Hmm. That's an Ambler.
Turd.
Turd.
If only you heard Casey's What a Crock Meals live commercial earlier, you would understand that.
He was trying to say, have you heard, and it came out turd.
Came out turd.
cue up another one, Case. I'm going to go some other callers on the line. Let's go to Holly. Hello there, Holly.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, great. It's big game day on the Preston and Steve Show.
There's a big game.
You know there's a big game this weekend, so we're playing some of our favorite games. Holly, we have a toddler clip ready to go for you. You all set?
Yes.
Listen closely. Here we go.
Cancer is a show. Like Yakov Smirnoff opening for the Spin Doctors at the Iowa State Fair kind of show.
That's a great clip. Holly, do you know what movie that's from?
I don't.
Sorry. Some of these, you know, I mean, you may not have seen the movies, but this is a really good one. I'll go to Craig next. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, buddy. You want to hear that again?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go.
Cancer is a show. Like Yakov Smirnoff opening for the Spin Doctors at the Iowa State Fair kind of show.
That's all right, great Craig, line. Name the movie. You get the prize.
I know it, too. I'm just drawing a blank, though.
We'll give you five more seconds to mull it over. Go ahead.
Nope.
Sorry, bud. I had to give you a fair shot. Incorrect. All right, we will go to Joe. I'll bet Joe knows it.
Yes.
Hey, Joe, are you there?
Joe doesn't know it.
Oh, Joe doesn't know it. I'll play it again for you. Just listen, okay? Here we go.
Cancer is a show. Like Yakov Smirnoff opening for the Spin Doctors at the Iowa State Fair kind of show.
All right, Joe. No dice?
Terms of endearment.
Terms of endearment. He's right. It's the scene where Deborah Winger says goodbye to her family.
That's great. You know what? I felt kind of bad for the Spin Doctors after that.
Yeah.
A little bit. But then again, to be insulted by this particular character is a bit of an honor.
A bit of an honor. Yeah. And you were included with the great Yakov Smirnoff.
That is correct. Yes. I will go next to Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
I don't know.
What about the text?
All right,
yep,
Nancy.
They're going. Yeah,
sorry.
See, that encourages. We know the answer is somewhere out there.
Yeah, let me go to Ian and try him out. Hi, Ian.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Gadzooks.
Playing Toddler Theater. You want to hear that again?
No, I already know what it is. It's one of my favorite movies.
What is it?
Deadpool.
Of course it's Deadpool. Yay! Absolutely correct. Hang on the line, Ian. I'll play the original clip from Deadpool. Here we go.
We both know that cancer is a shit show. Like a Yakov Smirnoff opening for the Spin Doctors at the Iowa State Fair. Show.
That's a great line. By the way, a great text came in and says, has anybody even thought of how different the recording of Casey's Kids versus Gary Lauer really is? Steve had to work so much harder to make that happen.
That's a wonderful point.
You're absolutely right, because I mean, Marissa, you went through it all.
Oh.
It was like
first shot,
pretty much.
Love it.
So we recorded the big Christmas at Christmas Cookie Cove.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it was about 4 or 5 minute bit. In case you were here, Preston, you ducked in for the recording session. Took about an hour.
Yeah.
For 10 lines.
Yeah. I mean, and they basically, all they did was just, you know, follow my instructions.
That's what I was telling Gary to do.
If they didn't follow my inflection right, I would just go, no. How about like this? And I mean, one time, maybe two times.
All right. Well, let's see what Ian's won. What do you got?
All right. Well, you got a case of Yard Signature IPA. To learn more about Philly's Brewery, visit yardsbrewing.com and follow @YardsBrew on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can pick up Yard Signature IPA at Union Jack's Old Glory Pub in Glenside.
All right, I'm gonna do this clip, Casey.
Okay, me too. Yeah, I wanted to do
that. All right, let's go to...
This is a whole team effort here.
Hey, it is.
Yeah. Hey, Barry, how you doing?
You. Harry.
It's Harry?
Oh, hi, Harry.
With an H.
Okay.
All right, it's Harry.
Oh, it's Harry.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Harry!
One more time, Casey.
Check.
Harry!
All right, Harry. We're playing Toddler Theater. It's Big Game Day.
Yay!
It's one of our favorite games.
It's a big game.
So, Barry, here is the clip. Listen closely.
Who is he? He's an asshole, sir. I know that. What's his name?
That is his name, sir.
Asshole. Major asshole. And his cousin?
He's an asshole, too, sir. Gunner's made first class. Philip asshole.
How many assholes we got on this ship anyhow?
Yo!
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes. Keep firing, assholes.
And you were on that.
Yeah, all of us were on it. It was me and Casey and Avery and Jay.
Well done.
Yep. Let me ask Barry. Barry, do you know what movie?
It's Harry.
Harry. It still says Barry on there.
Barry.
Hey, Harry.
Major Payne.
No.
Major Payne.
No.
Shame on
with,
you, Barry.
With Damon
Wayans.
Wayans in that. No, that's incorrect. I will go next to Dennis. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, guys. You guys rock.
Thank you. Dennis, you need to hear that again?
I'm going to take a shot at Spaceballs.
Yes! Absolutely correct. I'm going to play it again. Hang on.
Wait.
He's an asshole, sir.
Oh, this is the original.
Okay.
This is the kids one more time.
Who is he? He's an asshole, sir. I know that. What's his name?
That is his name, sir.
Asshole. Major asshole.
All right, let's play the original then. I just wanted to get a little bit more of them, Case.
Who is he? He's an asshole, sir. I know that. What's his name? That is his name, sir. Major and his cousin? He's an asshole too, sir. Gunner's mate, first class, Philip asshole. How many assholes we got on this ship anyhow?
Yo!
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Hey, who played Colonel Sanders?
Colonel Sanders, a character actor.
He's been in so many
countless things.
Yeah. And
he's in Fletch as well, isn't he?
I love that guy. Yeah, he plays the lawyer that has an affair with his wife. Yeah.
He's always, he's either sort of a sniveling turd, the word of the day, but very comedically adept.
Here, Nick's going to pull up his information. What do we have for our winner, Jordan, by the way, Case?
For Jordan, we have... Wow, we had a Jordan before who won the same thing.
Whoa.
This is crazy.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Dennis.
Dennis, okay.
My fault.
Sorry. Well, Dennis, you won the same thing as Jordan, which is a pair of tickets to see Villanova battle Georgetown this Sunday. It's a big game at the Wells Fargo Center. Get tickets at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com.
All right, the actor who played Colonel Sanders was George Weiner, W-Y-N-E-R. And he is still working. He's doing all kinds of stuff. He pops up. He was on Big Bang Theory. I'm looking at his IMDb. That was in 2017. And he's got credits of stuff that's completed and in post-production. So he's still working.
Do you know where you see a lot of these actors pop up? Because it's the same wheelhouse of pop culture fascination. The Goldbergs. All the time.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We got time for one or two
more. Yeah,
A couple more. All right. Is this Barry or is it Harry?
This is Barry.
Oh, yay! We got a Barry. All right, we got a Barry. We're going to play a clip for you, Toddler Theater. You ready?
You got it.
All right, here we go.
I eat pieces of like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of for breakfast?
No.
No. Barry, do you know what movie that's from? What?
Happy Gilmore?
Yeah! Correct.
Nailed it. That's how you do it.
What are we going to give him, Case?
All right, we got a case.
I love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Harry. We got a case of Yards Signature IPA. To learn more about Philly's Brewery, visit yardsbrewing.com and follow Yards Brew on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can get
Yigs and turds are available in corks.
See, that was me yesterday.
I love it, though. Uh-huh. All right, get some turds at Interstate Draft House in Philadelphia.
We're beers.
Yes.
Beers. All right. Here's the original clip.
I eat pieces of you for breakfast.
No, that's... I'm sorry. I was too busy messing up those lines.
Yergs and turds.
Pieces of like you for breakfast. You eat pieces of for breakfast?
No.
No. I love it. How much time do we have left?
You know what? We got a little time here.
Good. Enjoying this.
We got to do Go Fund Yourself coming up.
Okay.
So one more maybe?
Let's do this one right here.
All right. Sounds like terrible. You picked a good one. Let me go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Got Zooks.
All right, Jeff. Toddler Theater. We're dusting off the game. You ready to go?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here we go.
First, take a big step back and literally fuck your own face. I don't know what kind of Pan-Pacific bullshit power play you're trying to pull here, but Asia Jack is my territory. So whatever you're thinking, you better think again.
Oh, my God. That's great. And that movie is so full of great lines that we could use for this game. Jeff, do you know what movie it is?
Guys, I have no idea.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it. Let me go next to Matt. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Toddler Theater, you need to hear it again?
Yeah, one more time.
Here we go.
First, take a big step back and literally fuck your own face. I don't know what kind of Pan-Pacific bullshit power play you're trying to pull here, but Asia Jack is my territory. So whatever you're thinking, you better think again.
It's, we'll say it after we get the answer.
Matt, you know what it is?
The worst part is, I know what it is, but I don't know the name of the goddamn movie.
Give it a second. Give it a second.
We'll give you right, five of those.
All right. I'm going to go Wedding Crash.
The Wedding Crash.
No. That's incorrect. That would have let you had it if you would have gotten it at the buzzer, but that's incorrect. Okay, should I give a little hint or hold on?
No, hold on.
What about on the text?
Yep, people are going
right
away.
So then I think we're good.
All right, we'll go to Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Jimmy. Toddler Theater, you want to hear that clip again?
No, but I'm going to ask for a mulligan. I need a redo.
You need a redo?
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah. Wait, you mean play it again?
Play it again?
New clip, please.
No!
That's not how the game works, man.
No.
He's redefining the laws.
I like our listeners are on it today.
Yeah. Well, they're savvy. Jim,
so you have no idea what it is?
No idea.
Sorry, bud. And it's a movie you should see. I will go to Brian. Hey, Brian.
Oh, Durga Durga.
Durga Durga to you, sir. Do you need to hear it again?
No, it's Tropic Thunder.
Yes! One of Tom Cruise's finest comedic roles.
Unbelievable.
He's brilliant in it.
Dare I say, I don't know if it could be made today with the sensitivities being what they are, but man, oh man,
yeah.
He is... How do you feel about Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
That one role is worth it because he is so over the top.
I think he's a nut job, and I love him in this.
And the prosthetic, the bald, the gut.
Les Grossman.
Yeah. The dance that goes along with it.
Oh, my God. Here's the original clip, right? I love how calm he is at first, and then he just explodes. Here we go.
First, take a big step back and literally your own face! I don't know what kind of pan-Pacific bullshit power play you're trying to pull here, but Asia Jack is my territory. So whatever you're thinking, you better think again.
when he, and he's like, I will go nuclear! Scorch Earth!
So he's supposed to be a combination of a multiple group of producers.
Harvey Weinstein.
Joel Silver. Yeah. All those guys who would just eat up the studios.
But one more time.
First, take a big step back and literally f*** your own face!
You know, again, who's Matthew McConaughey?
Oh, my God.
He is so good as the agent.
Tugger Nuts.
Oh, my God.
And the last scene of him running out into the jungle throwing a TiVo up in the air.
Yeah. All right. And by the way, our winner, I'll handle this, Casey, is we're going to set you up with a case of Yard Signature IPA. To learn more about Philly's brewery, visit yardsbrewing.com and follow at Yards Brew on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can pick up Yard Signature IPA at the Perk in Perkasy or the Turd. All right. So thank you for playing Tyler Theater. Preston and Steve Show. We haven't done that one in a long time. There was one that Casey did not, that he recorded.
Yeah.
That he did not feel comfortable airing this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And actually, when Marissa was cutting it together, she could tell when we were doing the lines, I'm like, oh, I don't. It took a lot. And it's a really short line. It's like, I don't even know, like 8 words or something like that.
But I understand. I understand why you don't want to do it.
Yep. Can you just read it and bleep yourself what the line is?
It has to do with Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So it's not,
I hear you.
Santa's got it.
So anyway.
Google it.
Thank you to Avery and Shane.
Yes! Foster
for doing that.
Cameraman Casey, by the way.
We have to order more of these.
You got to realize, Casey, you had to reserve a special recording studio.
Yes.
To do all this, right? Tell everyone where your recording studio was.
In my car, in the parking lot of...
Soccer practice?
No, I'm not going to say where I was.
You don't have to.
But I mean, I had like no time yesterday, and we literally did it in the car.
The acoustics were beautiful, Casey. Good choice.
Get a whole lot more Preston and Steve at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.